Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking around on this Thursday morning. Big news real quick. Our buddy Jerry Carl, two things. Getting chased around Capitol Hill by a bunch of code pinkers. And sends me this. Johnny Cash getting a statue in Statuary Hall there in the U.S. Capitol. So those of you out there during this discussion that Johnny Cash going to be honored at Statuary Hall. So there you go. Joining us now on the line, very appreciative of his time. He represents a part of Northwest Alabama, Franklin County, but he's from Russellville. State Representative Jamie Keel joins us on the line. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great. Good to hear from you.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. Well, before we get into it, you and I haven't talked since session. I assume you've recovered from session, but everything going okay?
Yeah, we got back to some sense of normalcy after session. You know, most legislators have jobs outside of the legislature, and I'm no exception. And so I was able to get back to my business and, get back to some normalcy here.
Well, that is good to hear. Well, just your initial reaction here. Let's talk about Clay County, and you took some heat. I remember like watching a lot of Democrats, including the Senate Minority Leader, Bobby Singleton, castigate you and your co-sponsors on this ballot harvesting bill. And now, granted, a indictment's not a conviction. The accused are, innocent until proven guilty. But I think now that there's a law on the books, that there is something beyond just a misdemeanor slap on the wrist, that you're going to see more of this in the coming months, of this ballot harvesting and absentee ballot fraud.
I agree. Secretary of State, Wes Allen brought this to my attention, and we looked at different options on how to solve this problem, and I filed a bill in 2023, and when we got to committee and on the House floor, and even in the media, it was time after time people saying that this was a solution looking for a problem. That there was no problem in the state with our absentee applications or the ballots, and that that we were just looking to make a political statement to get political mileage, and obviously that's just not true. And I'm with you. I think we're going to find more and more instances as we dig deeper into the election process. Specifically the absentee ballot process, we're going to find to be true what I have said, the Secretary said then, is that, our election day is secure. When you go to the poll, there's no internet access to our polling machines. There's no modems or anything like that. But nationwide, when you see fraud, by and large, that fraud is committed before Election Day. And in Alabama, the absentee ballot is our only, quote, early voting method. And we need it. We have people that are out of town or, we were in session in March during the primary. I used an absentee ballot to vote personally because I was in Montgomery and couldn't have voted otherwise. And so we need that. But we do need to make sure that we have it nailed down to a point where, fraud cannot happen. And, I think we have a team of people here, groups of people who are very serious about election integrity in Alabama. I am certainly want to ensure that our elections are secure, but we have a Secretary of State and Wes Allen that's serious about it. Our legislature, Governor Ivey, is serious about it, and obviously Attorney General Marshall is prosecuting this current case where there was alleged instances of of something unlawful happening. He's obviously on board. So you know, there's not just one person or one group driving this bus, but I mean, we've got a team of folks who are pretty daggum serious about election integrity.
Well, I want to get back to like the hits you took. I mean, Representative, I've been in Alabama most of my life, and I've always heard that there was this ballot harvesting going on all over the Black Belt, that it was just the way things were done, and we were never going to change it. It's just the reality. It's a fact of life. And you guys who don't understand any of this, who don't live here, you just need to get over it. And I mean, at some point you shrug it off, but like to say that this is not going on. And the reason you see some of the media types say, well, there's only been two proven cases in the last 40 years or something of absentee ballot fraud. It's just not, because the reason is, right, Representative, that the prosecutors, first off, you have to rely on local prosecution. And a lot of times those local prosecutors may have used this means to get elected. But number two, the penalty just wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth the crime. Like I said, the slap on the wrist. Why would the attorney general descend upon a county where there's just rampant absentee ballot fraud to go after each of these individuals on a misdemeanor basis? It just wasn't worth his time.
Well, I mean, and that's the reason we changed the law, is to show that just how serious we are about election integrity in Alabama. I mean, we want to make sure that every part of this process is secure. And you're right. I mean, if you watch the committee meetings or you watch the debate on the floor, you know, in 2023 and in 2024, there were lines of people who were lined up at those committee meetings who were there to, you know, take shots at me or take shots at Republicans as being, you know, they tried to shift the argument towards, well, we're trying to impact handicapped people or blind people or, you know, people who were disadvantaged in some way. And so, you know, we even spelled out, well, first of all, the Voter Rights Act wouldn't allow you to discriminate against someone who is blind or disabled. And but we even took the language from the Voter Rights Act and put it in our bill. But it was very clear that, you know, if you're blind or disabled, you can get whoever you want to help you. And, you know, it still did not, I mean, it was just very disingenuous, because they still go to the media and they were still, you know, ridiculing me and ridiculing the legislature for, you know, trying to take advantage of someone who couldn't help themselves. It just was not true. And then on the other side, to try to say, well, you know, there's nothing like this happening in Alabama. There's nowhere. I mean, where's the prosecution? Where is the indictment? Where is, you know, who's serving time? Well, it's like you said. I mean, the repercussion for having done or partaken in some kind of illegal activity, it just did not match the crime. The sentence that was imposed wouldn't match the crime. And so, you know, this does give the prosecutors, more of a motivation to go after those folks. Because at least once they go through the whole prosecution process, it is lengthy, it's expensive. You know, at least when you go through it, you don't come out on the other side with a misdemeanor.
Yeah, and then you really just get like it's more like a debate trophy or something. Well, you see, we told you this was going on all along, and you said it wasn't, but it wasn't worth their while. With everything going on in this state, guys, all of these, like, you look at the AG's office and they're having to take on a presidential administration. They're having to defend the state from a bunch of lawsuits from these left-wing storefronts out there. And there's all these things the AG's office, I mean, way down the list is prosecuting misdemeanor ballot fraud. And that's why you never saw it. So I would say this, though. I think this is what's important, Representative. This indictment, now, we don't know what's going to happen here, but the point is that this first show here, hey, we're serious about enforcing this law. Don't think about doing this in the second congressional district this cycle.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we've got a very important election coming up, and you know, this does send the message that people are watching. The Secretary of State's office is watching. The Attorney General's office is watching. And, I mean, I hope that people get the message that this is very serious. We take election integrity very seriously. And, you know, when this election comes in November, I mean, I hope everybody plays the rules. I hope they do everything within the law to win their election. But it needs to be within the law, because there will be repercussions for folks who do not operate within the law.
Right. And this is just seems this is the scenario where it would happen, right? That you in where I think it happened in 2017 with Roy Moore and Doug Jones way more than we know. But now congressional election's up, and this is just a part of the playbook. Like when I was a child representative, I remember when he was a U.S. attorney, Jeff Sessions, going after this stuff and just getting like, just taking all kinds of political heat. I mean, I think it was part of the reason why he wasn't confirmed to the federal bench when he was appointed by Reagan. But we've known about this, and then finally we have a legislature that is willing to do something about it.
Well, I mean, like I said, we take it seriously, and you know, we're going to be looking for more ways to make sure that the election process is transparent from start to finish. You know, we need to be sure that the people of the state of Alabama can rest assured that when they go to vote, that their vote counts, first of all, and second of all, that someone's not doing something illegally to keep that from happening, or to somehow stuff a ballot in an absentee ballot box so that it offsets their vote. The people need to know that our election process is absolutely intact in Alabama, and that we're very serious about it.
Well, one more question on the ballot harvesting. I mean, let's kind of explain what ballot harvesting is, and this is my interpretation, is said campaign would or whatever, they send people out, go knocking on doors with absentee ballot applications, and sometimes they're just already, you know, everything's filled out for them, and they sign their name, that it's sort of that. And there's enticements, and there's a lot of, it is really kind of a dirty, dirty racket, but to say that it doesn't exist is fiction.
Well, it is exactly what you said. Plus, there are groups of people who are getting paid to do that. They're getting paid to take those pre-filled ballot applications and, in some instances, you know, to do those things. They're profiting off the election process. And, you know, I mean, elections are, you know, they're a foundation of our country. Nobody should be profiting from that. I mean, our forefathers set forth a way for us to all participate in government, and that is to go to the ballot box and mark the best decision that you can make who you want to lead us. And when you get into these areas where people are being paid to manipulate the ballot process, that is not what the founding fathers intended when they determine how we would select our leaders. And I mean, the message needs to be that if you mess with that you're going to go to jail, and that, you know, and our elections are sacred, that, you know, that we take it very seriously.
In the same vein, I mean, what else needs to be done here to increase the, you know, the protection of the election process in Alabama, you think?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, if there's anything that that we need to continue to look at, it is the absentee ballot process. We need to make sure that we primarily keep voting in Alabama on election day. You know, we believe in Alabama, we believe in election day, not election month. Secretary Allen has said that over and over, that we believe in election day, not election month. And I believe that. I believe it's the most secure way to vote. You know, it's funny to me that people want to talk about convenience for, you know, wanting to vote early. I know right now when the election is in November. And as a matter of fact, I know when it's going to be 4 years from now because it's the same time every day. Well, you know, we also have other things that happen yearly, like Christmas, for instance. And although my kids would like to have Christmas month where they get to decide and know when they're going to get their presents and decide when they're going to get their presents and get them early, and, you know, that might be more convenient for them, but they know that Christmas is on Christmas Day and the presents are coming on Christmas Day. And we've got plenty of time to plan for that, to make sure that we can be there. And, you know, I don't think it inconveniences people too much to show up one day out of the year and be patriotic in the best way that they can and go vote. When you deviate from that election day is when bad things happen in the ballot process. And we're seeing that nationwide. We saw it 4 years ago. They will try it again this time. And we've just got to make sure in Alabama it just does not happen.
Well said. Representative, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay safe up there, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
All right. State Representative Jamie Keel there. Let's get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.